Good morning, everybody. It's a new week. Happy Monday. And I have to say that I'm very... I listened to last week's Monday episode, and it was almost like I was crying. Very nearly crying, because I had been dealing with some things that were shaking my emotions, that were concerning me. I've undergone a seismic shift with a lot of work. I was very pleased with my walking yesterday. I'm in a different mindset now. I'm in a different space where, first off, like I said last week, I'm forgiving my body. I'm trusting my soul. I said that often this weekend when I was walking around. And I'm getting back my swagger bit by bit. There is something that is evolving, changing, different now, about the way I'm approaching this. And there was a snag last week somewhere within my spirit, within my soul, within what I was doing. And now I'm giving myself grace with the way I walk, or the way I'm evolving back to that walking space where I was before. And I feel a lot better about it. I feel different about it. I'm not angry with my body anymore. My body is responding to the changes of what the reprogramming is looking like. And some of the reprogramming maybe has never been there, and it should have been there earlier. But the walking is going much better. I'm much more pleased with how things are moving forward. And, you know, I'm moving forward. I think much of last week was a space where I was still sort of in shock. I've forgiven myself for that now. And my body is responding in a much better way, and because of the grace I'm giving myself, my body is responding in a much better way, and I feel much more at ease with what's happening and what's moving forward, because I feel much more positive about what's moving forward and what's happening. My balance and my stability is coming back. The adjustment last week when I went to see Dr. Zeilinger helped. I really believe that when he adjusts me, he turns something back on in my brain that gives me some sort of sense of security. There's something that makes my brain, there's something in my neurons after an adjustment from him that makes my brain go, oh, we're good. This is safe. My body is okay. It's secure. It can move now. Not that it couldn't move before, but it has a sense now of I'm all right. And when your body feels that way, when your body feels secure, it's a different deal. It's just a different thing. Just a different thing indeed. So, there's that. I'm just feeling much better about what my body continues to do now, and how it's moving, and how it flows, and what the flow is.
So, yeah, much better about it. Much better about it. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. A new week begins. And we give ourselves grace, peace, and love. I give you, the listener, grace, peace, and love to continue to move forward, to continue to move forward positively in our lives, and to give ourselves grace where we need to give ourselves grace, and to give ourselves space to grow and evolve and move where we need to do that. I'm coming back. My spirit and soul and self is coming back to a space where it's understanding that things are coming back to swimming one day at a time. And I'm sorry for that sneeze, everybody. I know you didn't need that. But yeah, let's sign off now. Grace and peace. Happy Monday. We'll talk again soon.
Good Tuesday morning, friends. Hope this podcast finds you well on this day. Hope you're feeling good. I think the adjustment to Spotify for podcasters should be a smooth one now, as I just changed my login, or I think there was a little bit of a hiccup for a second, but then it found me, so I'm thinking it knows the password now, but I'll have to figure out what things look like or how it shifts if it can't remember when I have to run into it. But for now, I'm going to accept that it's logged in and we're all good. I think we're decent, and I think it will be okay over the next 6 days or past the next 6 days. I think I have things straightened out. It confused me for a second because it didn't seem like it was going to log in, but technology can be weird like that sometimes. It seemed to have accepted the change, and the different things within that change. So we should be good, I think. We should be okay. If there's a problem down the line, I'll make sure that has changed again. But I think we should be good, and I'm rambling and spouting on and on because I was sort of baffled that it was not doing what it needed to do in the first place. But I think we're good now. Knock on wood. There we go. We knocked on wood, or fake wood, or, you know. Anyway, we should be good now. All should be copacetic in that regard. I'm stretching as I speak to you. I've got to run a few errands tomorrow, but I'm excited about them. I can't is that a word? I can't release some of the details yet as of right now, but they should be really cool. Nothing to do with the podcast, really. Just things to do with my life that I can't spoil at the present time. All is good with the podcast. All is good with everything related to what I'm doing here, as far as I can tell. So the show will keep coming and moving forward and breaking new territory with the entity that is the Pete McHugh Show. It is the Pete McHugh Show. I used to have a show back in the day from a completely different server that had a totally different name. So I had to think for a second, because I almost went back to that particular name momentarily. But anyway, got to run a couple of errands tomorrow. I still have Tuesday ahead of me, and I hope Tuesday goes well. It looks like we might get a little bit of rain later this afternoon, probably around 2 o'clock from what I can see. Don't know how long that rain's going to last. But I'll be inside for the day, and it won't affect me much. So there's that. I wouldn't, you know, I'd like to walk outside, but if it starts to rain at like 2 o'clock, then probably not a safe thing. I can still walk inside, do my exercises inside, so I'm not worried about it, but I prefer walking outside if I have the chance. And tomorrow's going to be 72 degrees and no rain, so it's a really great day to be running the errands that I have to run and do that sort of thing. This podcast is sort of jumbled together, and I realize that it's all sorts of just thrown here, there, and yonder. But these are thoughts that will connect eventually and will make sense eventually. Like I say, I couldn't share all the details of what I have in the coming days because they have to be a surprise for someone. And I can't reveal them yet. So there we go. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk again soon. I know it wasn't much, but it was a podcast. And I hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk again soon. All right, everybody. I love you all. Have a good one. Be safe today. Greetings, dear friends. Happy Wednesday. Certainly hope this podcast finds you well on this day. Pete McHugh with you, as always. Glad to be with you. I'm going to do for you, in this brief moment that we're going to share, in this Wednesday midweek space, what I did for myself yesterday. I was in a place of frustration. I was in a place of confusion, anger. Not really sadness. I wasn't in sadness, but I was in a space that was kind of weird yesterday. But I knew that getting angry in that space, or staying angry in that space, because I got angry for a minute, I knew that getting angry in that space wasn't going to serve me. Wasn't going to serve me at all. So rather than speak anger and be upset in that space, what I did is I flipped the script. I offered myself grace. What I wanted to do was reflect a space of peace, of healing, of forgiveness. So, in that moment, rather than continuing the flow of anger, rather than trying to overanalyze the flow of anger and what it meant, I let it be where it was for a minute. But like I said, I eventually stated that it's not going to serve me. Or like I stated, it's not going to serve me. So here's what happened. I was
dealing with frustration and anger. So I simply spoke grace into the universe. So whatever is mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally blocking you now in your own life, I just want to take a few moments and repeat the moment or idea or intercession of what grace looks like. Be still, my friends. Close your eyes and simply know that grace is with you. And in this moment, we begin and invite grace into the space. Grace. 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 Love. You are loved. I am loved. We are love. Peace. 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 Welcome to you. Grace. Gratitude. Thank you. Grace. 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 Thank you, dear friends. May you find all the things that I have spoken into this space. Be grace. Let grace in. Invite grace. Invite love. Invite healing. Invite wholeness. Center it in grace. Amen. See you tomorrow. We'll talk again soon.
Greetings, friends. I ran an errand yesterday. Actually, I ran out a couple errands yesterday, and one of them I can't talk about quite yet, but I will. When the time comes, and the time will have arrived by next week, Monday, or the Monday of this coming week, I can't talk about it quite yet. The other, I went to MOTA, Mecosta Osceola Transport Authority, in an attempt to secure a accessibility form for reduced rate for their Dial-A-Ride / MOTA program. First off, I was surprised to learn a couple days ago that they do go all the way out to Rogers Heights. And I'm going to try that after seeing the doctor on the 13th, which is getting close to us. I filled out the pre-form yesterday to everything, as far as I could tell, that I have to do for that, or looked like it was finished. Maybe I'll double check it in a little bit, because I feel like if it were done, I would have signed it. But there may not be anything more to do. We'll see. I'll check it in a little bit when I log into my thing. Maybe it's done though. We'll find out. Anyway, I think I got that done yesterday, and I also got a form, and it's part of he needs to sign it. And the reason that we're trying MOTA is so that I can use the chair in the store. And the reason I use the chair in the store is not only to be safer with, big crowds and people walking around. There is that, but there's also independently being mobile and to be able to, being able to keep up with and walk with Doreen in the store. So that I'll be able to see what I'm doing, and I'll be able to keep up with her, and that'll be that. So we're gonna try that and see how long it takes him to get here and me to get back from getting, a trip. Just an experiment we're gonna try and see. Normally I'm not the biggest fan of timing with public transportation, but we'll see how efficient it is. That's basically what's on my heart and mind for this morning. Certainly hope you're doing well, hope you're feeling good. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a good one. Love y'all. We'll talk again soon. Grace and peace be with you. Happy Thursday. Oh, and the one final thing that I want to say about today as I record this is I'm excited that there's another slate of episodes of the Chicagoverse coming up, or One Chicago as NBC calls it. Excited for that tonight. Grace and peace. We'll talk again soon.
Hey friends, welcome to the final segment of the week for this particular episode. I keep getting a note saying I need to upgrade my password to avoid interrupting my workflow with Spotify for Podcasters. I've done that as far as I know, so I don't know why they keep telling me that. I'm hoping to be able to present a podcast to you on Monday. If I have to, I'll go to another or different network. I'm thinking I'll be able to stay because I've upgraded everything. So, my love and light and joy is always with you. If for whatever reason I have to say goodbye,
from this particular format or this particular way of doing things or this particular app. For whatever reason, I have to say goodbye. It's been a good run. I thank you for listening. If you've been listening for quite some time. If indeed I need to say goodbye and we need to go another direction, I'll let y'all know on my social media what that looks like. But theoretically speaking, I should be fine. Stuff should be moved around. I put a new password in. I created a new password or updated a password. It's coming from the app. So I'm thinking that everything should be golden now. I know this is kind of a weird way to end the podcast and a different way to end the podcast for the week. But hopefully I'll be back with y'all on Monday and we'll go from there. And we'll see what the next stages look like. Hopefully they'll be here. But like I say, if they're not here, I'll keep you abreast on social media of what the new situation looks like. I love y'all, and we'll be in touch and talk soon. All right, everybody. May grace, peace, love, and joy be with y'all. Love you soon. Love you. Love you soon. I mean, see you soon. That's basically what I meant. Be well. We'll talk again soon. All right. Be blessed, everybody.